Welcome back to Talk to Me with the Coach, Mike Reed Maintenance. We're on the road once again, taking youngsters behind the scenes with the man, Clint Frazier. How we doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
All right. Did I get it right? You know, I'm good at butchering names.
You got it right. Sounded right.
Okay. Make me feel important now.
Hey, me too.
So we got to introduce our Chicago audience to Mr. Frazier here. I did my homework on you today, too, by the way. Now, you went to high school in Georgia. What was that high school experience like for you?
The high school experience was, I guess you could say, fun, normal, you know? I mean, I grew up in a town with less than 10,000 people. Like, one light that you drive through, bro, everyone uses the same street, everyone knows everyone, so, you know, small group, but a good community that supported everyone that played the athletics down there.
10,000, that's one city block in Chicago.
That's right, dude. It was like, my graduating class was very, very small.
So, I mean, baseball, were you the man in high school baseball?
Sometimes. Sometimes. It depends on who you ask. But, yeah, no, I did pretty well whenever I was in high school, well enough to get drafted in the first round.
Okay, see, now you're getting ahead of my show, now. So, looking at you, you was the first infielder taken in the first round in Major League Draft. What was that feeling like?
I mean, man, for me, it was crazy because, you know, playing baseball, you don't, like, for me, I didn't even think about getting drafted. You know what I mean? I kind of just
played. Now, every kid's dream of being in the big leagues.
I mean, I'm sure as a younger kid, you know, I thought about it, but, like, I wasn't playing every year to get drafted. I was just playing to play. You know what I mean? Like most kids, I think, just playing, and then eventually one day somebody points you out and says, hey, you know, you got a shot.
To go pro today.
I think, yeah, times might be different now, but, you know, for me, like, to be honest, bro, like, I didn't look at it like that. Mm-hmm. I just looked at it like I was trying to commit to college first, and then once I got that down, I remember going into my senior year, someone telling me, like, hey, like, you're going to get drafted, and I was like, what? You know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's something that I didn't expect, and then obviously, you know, once you hear that, you know, the competitive juices start flowing a little bit differently, and you start going about stuff a little bit differently.
Oh, that ego kicked in, huh?
A little bit, that 18-year-old ego.
And you were Gatorade Player of the Year.
Yes, I was. Cool experience, man. I mean, you look at that trophy. I mean, they have every single, like, LeBron James is on there, Kobe Bryant's name, Peyton Manning, like, all these people from their high school sport that they played, and to have your name etched in there, man, it was kind of wild, especially for me being that small-town guy.
Man, you're running with the heavyweights. I'm about to get your autograph for this show.
Not yet, man. It's not worth nothing right now.
What about when you get drafted and you go through the minor league system and you make it to the big leagues? What's that feeling like?
That one was different than getting drafted. You know what I mean? Getting drafted was really cool, but to get drafted and then get the call up, make it to the big leagues, that's a different experience, you know? People start to turn on the TV, start to see you playing. You know what I mean? Like, it's just something that I think as a kid, that's when you realize, like, wow. Like, I really went from there to here, and you can turn the TV on and watch me play at night. Like, it just goes to show you, man, that a lot of people helped get me in this situation to help me succeed. And, you know, it takes more than one person in your corner to help you get through it. And I had a lot of really good people.
So, you know, they see you on TV now, small town, 10,000. I mean, everybody in town calling you now.
Yeah, you know, especially whenever we go back to Atlanta, I receive a few texts asking for tickets, and, you know, it's not bad to have people that support you, so I'm not complaining.
So when you cross that line, made it to the big leagues, I mean, do you sometimes just pinch yourself like, I'm actually playing in the major leagues?
I did, you know, I mean, because I made my debut with the New York Yankees, so that's a little bit different, you know, like the lights are a little bit brighter, the noise is a little bit louder, like the stage is bigger, so for me, it was crazy, bro. I mean, I think I took it maybe for granted as a younger kid, but, I mean, you look at the way that my dad and his friends and my mom and their friends reacted, like, you could tell that they knew it was a little bit different than I did at that time.
Well, you know, there's a lot of Yankee mystique over there, you know, Jeter, A-Rod, and, I mean, some of the heavyweights didn't come through Yankees.
Yeah, man, a lot of good players went through there, so to wear those pinstripes, they're a little bit heavier on your back than some of these other uniforms, I think.
And then, you know, when you look at Major League Baseball, the Cubs, Yankees, Dodgers, they're really America's team all around the world, they know.
Yeah, and I've had the chance to play for two of those teams, so it's sick, man. I mean, to just keep getting opportunities with these teams is something that you can only ask to be a part of every day.
And then, you know, I got to ask you this question. Now, you know, I used to coach college ball, coach high school ball, scouted for 5 major league teams. And, you know, on the road, I had a team full of characters now. And it was nonstop. So I understand that what happens on the road stays on the road. Now, on my team, you would have got roasted when you walk in this locker room first thing you see that you got red hair.
No, man. I definitely noticed that at a young age, bro. Yeah. Looking around and start seeing, wow, like, I'm the only redhead on this playground. Like, I'm definitely getting picked last. But went from being picked last to being picked first eventually.
So the team roasted you in high school. Did you get roasted?
Dude, I was on varsity as a ninth grader and certainly, you know, got picked on, I would say, by some of these older kids. But, you know, pretty quickly they realized, like, this guy's pretty good. Maybe we should just leave him alone and let him play.
No, my team back in the day, you would have been the butt of every joke.
Hey, that's good. That's fine. That's fine. I can take it.
So, I mean, you know, when you think about this, White, playing with the White Sox, I mean, what's that experience like for you?
It's been fun for me, man. You know, I mean, I like this clubhouse a lot. A lot of guys in here are fun to be around. And, you know, obviously we've been playing better these last few weeks, and that's all you can really ask for, you know. Guys come together. We have one common goal, which is to win games. And when you win games, it's fun.
Well, people don't understand, and I know it being having coached 40-plus years, there's a bond between the team that goes beyond win-lose on the field. It's nonstop comedy, laughing, joking, and characters.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, I definitely think if the chemistry is not right, then it shows up on the field sometimes. And, you know, I mean, obviously, I don't know everyone's relationship with everybody, but I think so far it looks pretty good. It feels pretty good. And, you know, we're turning that corner right now.
So, I mean, you know, when you look back over this big league experience, what would you give in exchange for it?
What would I give in exchange?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I would probably give up anything to continue to be able to do this, you know. I mean, I think once it's gone, it's hard to get it back. So I got like 800 shoes at home that I would give up to get this experience every day.
Man, you got a whole lot of shoes, man.
Too many, man. More than I have career hits.
Coach Shaggy Youngs behind the scenes with the man Frazier.
Appreciate it. Of course,
thanks,
man.
No problem.